Okay.
I mean, what's unique about Todd Gurley?
You know, he's a big back, but he picks and chooses his holes. He can run downhill, but he also has some Le'Veon Bell in him when it comes to picking his way through. Second leading rusher in the NFL, but he's been very productive in the passing game. And I think that's something that went unnoticed from me until it really started diving into the film. He's averaging double digits in average per reception. For a running back, that's pretty impressive. So it's not just a run game, it's a pass game also.
What's unique about Goff relative to the other quarterbacks you faced this year?
You know, he's still young. You know, they're using him a lot the same way that Washington uses Kirk Cousins. A lot of the same kind of plays, a lot of deep balls down the field. He's got confidence in throwing the deep ball. He's got some scramble ability, nothing like we faced last week. But he's moved around a little bit, run some boots and some play-action stuff. He's had a good command of the offense. They don't take a lot of negative plays. And, you know, I think they've had two games. They've been held down in scoring. Everything else, they've lit up the scoreboard.
Zero blitz to some success this year. After the Seattle game, some of the players said they could tell that Russell had recognized it. In that situation and moving forward, what are ways in which, you know, they could get out of that, you know, if they see the quarterback recognizing it?
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about ways that we can get out of blitzes. That's not productive to us. Blitzes has been effective for us, but we all know that blitz is a two-way street. You know, you can make plays. You can also potentially give one up. You know, you're going to give up plays here and there. We just need to minimize the yards on that. You know, get them on the ground a little bit earlier. I thought Rodney did a good job of giving us the chance to play. We gave up the touchdown on third down, but we can hold that. We can hold that to less yards. You know, that's sort of the cost of doing business when it comes to blitzing.
Before that play, it seems like those blitzes have worked pretty well this year. How do you know when to...
We gave up a touchdown on a blitz against Arizona. Mm-hmm. It probably went unnoticed the way that game went. But, you know, I mean, it's part of, you know, that operation.
That said, how do you determine when's the right time to gamble? Is it just a feel of the game thing, or do you have an idea going in?
Oh, no, there's different things. Personnel groups, situations, down and distance. There's a million things to go into it.
Not talking about that specific play, but in general, what kind of freedom do Nigel, Malcolm, Rodney have to check the stuff if they don't think you guys are in the right look?
I know we have a lot of flexibility within stuff, but none of it is, you know, is on their own. It's all part of the overall scheme. You know, we can get in and out of blitzes. We can change. You know, that play was a little bit unique. I'll just say that.
Is there a check with me style, but all the language you have to go off, go to the sideline to get the check? Is that something unique to what you've seen in your time here in the league?
No, a lot of quarterbacks do that. It's part of the, you know, in college it's a little more look to the sideline. Honestly, for him, it's a little more listen to what coach says. No, that's not unique to what the Rams do. There's a lot of teams that use pre-snap reads and keys to try to change plays at the last minute. You do have a 15-second cutoff, so you can't take it down too far. You know, pretty much everybody does it. You know, defenses do the same thing.
You guys have faced quite a few young quarterbacks so far this season. Is there anything about Goff that kind of stands out from, you know, some of those other guys you faced?
Leading the NFL in scoring, we'll probably start with that. A little bit more than three times the number of touchdowns as interceptions. So he's done a good job of that, and he's led them to a good record. I think that's plenty for a young quarterback. Does a good job of moving the ball around different guys. You know, they do have a marquee rusher who's right up there in the NFL in terms of rushing yards. But, you know, he gets the ball to a lot of different guys in that passing game. And he goes where his reads tell him to go. He doesn't just lock in on one guy. I think that's pretty impressive for a young quarterback.
Jim, nine of your 17 touchdowns that you've given up have been to running backs and tight ends. Is that starting to become a concern as far as covering them?
No, they all count the same.
I mean, you're don't, there's not a problem there?
All count the same. When a running back counts for 9 points or 8 points, then let me know. We're trying not to give up touchdowns, however they score them. We don't want them to be scored, but, our job's keep touchdowns off the board. We don't care who scores them.
You mentioned the 15-second cutoff, and they come up to the line quickly so that he does have a chance to hear from the coaching headset. Is there sort of a priority on not showing your hand early, early in the play clock?
Yeah, I don't want to go too much at it. I know where you're going with that. I don't want to go too much into our operation when it comes to those things, but, there's ways that we can – combat that kind of audible system.
And getting back to the Seahawks game, that was probably a different class of quarterback than what you had seen the previous weeks. Did you learn anything about your team going up against a guy like Wilson?
I thought it was similar in a lot of ways to what had gone. Well, it's similar in a lot of ways offensively to Cam Newton. Design quarterback runs, scrambles off schedule. We didn't play our best game. I think that was pretty obvious. And in all three levels of the defense, we didn't play a great game up front. I don't know that we had one person on the field that would have considered their performance, one of their better performances. And quite honestly, we had a lot of guys that was probably one of their worst performances. Our whole objective is to win the game. We didn't get that done. But I do like this sort of portion of it. I think we, to a man, we all recognize we played a poor game, and I'll include myself in that too. And we gave up 24 points. And again, please don't misconstrue that because we don't take any pride in that. But it shows you a little bit about where our guys are that's considered a bad performance. You know what I mean? And when we have to get back to playing our style football because the Rams can hang 40 and 50 on people. So, I think that, in that sense, having to defend not only the quarterback but the runs and the quarterback scrambles and, all the different things that go into that, of course it's going to be good experience going forward.
I just wanted to make sure I understood what you said earlier when we were talking about pre-snap reads and what Sean's doing with Goff. You said it's not uncommon. I mean, there are a lot of teams in this league that go up to the line with no huddle and try to maximize that 30-some seconds before the 15-second clock.
Yeah, that's. I don't know a lot of teams, but it's not uncommon. I mean, there's a lot of guys that get up the line early to get a pre-snap read and get more information from their coaches on the sideline.
The coverage problems you had on Sunday, how much were they related to Wilson running around and how much were just not good coverage?
Well, I think there was a couple parts of it, and I think that's a good point. First was we didn't play the pick routes very well, and we knew they were coming. We got them last year, and, we didn't do a good job, particularly that first drive when they sort of – we didn't give up any big plays, but they were methodically moving down the field. We didn't anticipate those well enough. After that, a great deal of it had to do with Russell Wilson extending plays, not only putting pressure on the coverage, but also forcing some penalties that were a little bit out of character for us. We gave up, I think, 5 first downs with penalty – on the road against a really good team and a good quarterback, that's a bad formula. You don't want to give them any second chances, much less 5. And that kept some drives alive and, probably had a lot to do with us losing that game.
As a follow-up to that, a few weeks ago you brought up, unprompted, the lack of penalties as a point of pride.
Yeah.
These past 2 weeks, have you seen that creep up a little more?
I think this past week in particular, the week before, there was some snap stuff and – I think that was, as the game went on, that was taken care of. It was really one series of the game. But this game, it certainly cost us in this game, and it's a lesson that we certainly need to carry going forward. When we play clean football, clean meaning penalty-free, when we play clean football that way and don't give teams second opportunities and third opportunities in a drive, we're a pretty good third-down team. We can get drives stopped. When you give good offenses second chances, good things don't happen. And I think that's probably going to be the same thing. Well, it's going to be the same every week, but particularly so this week, facing a high-powered offense, a team that can score a lot. When we have a chance to stop them, we need to be able to stop them, and we can't be extending drives due to penalties.
With those big routes that you mentioned, is it a matter of passing them off, or what are the keys to defending those ones?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of different ways you can pass them off. You can get guys at different level. I think it's more the anticipation of, you know, there's certain things that they do when, you know, there's indicators that it is man, different alignments and stuff like that. And it's stuff that we just didn't do a great job responding. I think after the first series, we did a better job. We still didn't do a great job on them. I mean, it's built in. When you play man-to-man, you're going to get those kind of rubs and picks and, you know, all those things. And, you know, it's just part of the offense. They didn't OPI us on those. You know, part of that is just running a defender into another defender. That's perfectly legal. They're all, you know, legal plays, but they're still rubs and picks, and our guys just need to anticipate. There's something we can do with alignments, up versus off, press versus off in some of those situations, and we weren't in the best position on a lot of those plays.
You guys have had Ronald Darby back for 3 games now. I mean, what have you seen from him as far as how he's progressed and what kind of difference he's made?
I mean, he's a good player. He didn't play his best game this year. You know, I think that play down the field, the pass interference was a big play in it, and he knows he can play that play better. But we're excited to have him back, and he's been a big contributor for us.
Now at the time of year when names come up for head coaching openings, because of the job you're doing with the defense, your name will definitely come up. Do you aspire to be a head coach again?
I'll pass on that question because we have enough to get ready for the Rams, and I think it does nobody any good to mention that. And there's really no right way to answer that. If you answer it and say yes, then your eyes are on the wrong thing. You answer it and say no, and then it's just not the right time or place to talk about that stuff. We have our hands full with number one scoring offense in the NFL this week.
Duncan and some of the players that you mentioned that they could sense during the week that they weren't at their best. Is that something that you picked up on as well leading into that Seattle game, and what do you attribute it to?
Yeah, every week's a little bit different. I was worried going into Chicago game, you know, with Thanksgiving, and, you know, there's all kinds of different things that can derail a team. But, you know, my worries were sort of unfounded that way. Every team's got a little different personality. Some teams play best when they're loose. Some teams, you know, it's more of a grind. I think our guys have the ability to play with and have some fun out on the field, but there's also a fine line between doing that and losing focus. And you know, maybe that's something we can improve on.
So your impressions on what Cooper Kupp has brought to that offense?
It's a good slot receiver. He's another guy that's averaging you know, double-digit yardage per reception, and a lot of slot receivers sort of hang around that 8-9 yard average. He's making some big plays for these guys. He's a good blocker. Doesn't look like a rookie out there.
You mentioned that most of your players didn't have their best game against Seattle. Was there any common thread? Was there any reason that it kind of wound up that way?
No, every position's a little bit different, but, you know, and a lot of it goes into it. You know, we missed a couple tackles that we have done a good job of making. We already talked about the penalties. You know, that's a couple things that we've been real proud of defensively, of being a good tackling team. That didn't show on Sunday night against Seattle. I think it was a big play in the game. You know, we had chances to get the quarterback down, not just sort of chances where he was scrambling out, but some missed tackles on him, some missed tackles on some wide receivers, some missed tackles on some running backs. I'd probably look back and say that's probably the common thread when it came to that. After everything else, every position is different. It's hard to put a common thing. But for us to play good defense, we have to tackle well. And when we do, we limit big plays. We don't give up 20-yard plays and more. And that's been a key part of our formula so far.
Okay. Thanks, Chip.